Now, the Senegal Magistrates Court has denied the bail application of Segwedja Mahlamba, while it has granted bail to Sekola Matlaletsa. Yes. The two men were charged in connection with the 21-year-old Brandon Horner's murder. His body was discovered tied to a pole earlier this month in Paul Room. The killing sparked outrage in the Free State town, with farmers calling for government's intervention. The court today mentioned that there wasn't enough evidence linking Mahlaletsa to the crime. Mahlaletsa's bail has been placed at 5,000 rands, even though he's asked the judge to set it at 500 rands. The matter apparently has been postponed to the 1st of December. Now, EWN's Khomotso Modise is covering the story and joins you now to tell you a bit more. Khomotso, good afternoon. I mean, you were in the court proceedings this morning. Could you take us through them?
Good afternoon. So yes, I was in court today, and the verdict that was delivered by Magistrate Dion Beloyan was just based on the role that each of the accused kind of played in the alleged, well, in the murder, or the role that they allegedly played in the murder of Brandon Horner. We heard from the magistrate today that he's not quite convinced with the state's case against Sekola Matlaletsa, and that's why he's granted him bail. I mean, there's issues around him having an alibi, which is his wife, as well as how, you know, there's no evidence linking him directly to this crime. You know, the magistrate saying Matlaletsa is not a flight risk, doesn't have a passport, has family here, and while the state did try and argue that, you know, many people cross the Lesotho border by foot, the magistrate says he has no family in Lesotho and has no reason to flee that to that country, and so he's granted him bail. With Segwedja Mahlamba, however, it was a little more technical, and that's because of the evidence against him. Firstly, the police have found jeans that were stained with blood in his shack, to which he said that they were from when he was sleeping a sheep for a local community member. The state has interviewed that community member, and she vehemently denies this, saying that he was not present. While she did have that ceremony, he was not part of the men that was torturing for her. We also heard how the magistrate feels that Mahlamba was dishonest in a lot of the evidence that he gave, issues around how the shack that the jeans were found in was actually locked, and the key was taken, according to him, by his brother, who was in Vicksburg. But police gained access, it was open, and in that very, very shack, police say they found the bloody jeans in a deep freezer. Now, of course, he denies this, saying that the jeans were in his washing basket. The police insist that they were put inside a freezer, and the thought that he was trying to hide them from them. And so the magistrate says, as a lot of this, as well as how his girlfriend, who had given alibi, also said that around 11 p.m. she woke up and found him not there, and he came back to bed at 4 a.m. The magistrate says there's enough there for him to be a little suspicious about what Mahlamba was trying to hide throughout his bail application, and so he denied him bail.
Khomotso, one thing that's been wildly reported is the tension that, I mean, you can even feel it through a camera lens, that, my goodness, there's tension in this town here. What is the atmosphere in Senegal like at the moment?
So today in Senegal, there wasn't much of a response or a reaction to the bail verdict. So we didn't see, like in that first appearance, we didn't see community members gathered outside at all. In fact, the only reactions that we got were from inside the court. And of course, we know that the families of the accused were present there, both of them really, you know, listening attentively, wanting their family members to be released, their own to be released. We did see Segwedja Mahlamba, while he was being taken back into the cells, he tried to make contact with his family that was sitting in the gallery. And, you know, he was then taken away by the police. But there wasn't really much of a response from the community. It's going to be interesting to see what the farming community has to say, because they are calling for a conviction for this murder. And so, yeah, the Senegal community kind of seems to have continued with their life from around last week at this time when the EFF was present in that small town.
Khomotso, as we're about to say bye to you, I mean, from reporting within this community, What are the issues that perhaps Cape Talkians are not aware of that they should be aware of when they look closer as the story develops?
I'm sorry, the network here is terrible. You always have to repeat that.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, you have been in the thick of it, in the thick of things, and we have been reading from people or from the stories outside. What are those things that you think perhaps we should be aware of that we are not aware of?
Well, I think we need to stay tuned. It's going to be a very interesting court, interesting trial. I mean, issues around the DNA evidence really threw a spanner in the works. They made this case much more complex than we imagined. We learned this week, Abongile, that the DNA that was the swabs that were taken from each of the suspects, or the accused rather, were tested against the DNA that was found in the Baki, in Brendan Horner's Baki, and one of them has been cleared, so none of his DNA was found in the Baki, while the second suspect, his results are they are outstanding. They're going to have to retest. And so, I mean, that's very interesting because the state's case is based on how these men killed Horner, allegedly killed Horner, took his Baki, left it on the N5 highway facing Bethlehem and walked back to Patenzin, which was their local township. Now, if they can't prove that and the DNA of a car doesn't link to any of these suspects, it's going to be interesting to see how the state can pin this case on these suspects.
Thank you so much, EWN reporter, giving us the latest in the Senekal murder trial.